It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. Whoever said actions speak louder than words must have never heard her get angry. Justice host Judge Jeanine Pirro. He's exceptionally deft at calling out the left. Editor of Outspoken and the Spectator columnist Chadwick Moore. Where there's smoke, there's fire, or maybe she's just vaping. Host of Cecily Cat and Fox Nation, Cat Tip. And he's so big, NASA tried to land a rover on him. My master sidekick and host of That Said on Fox Nation, Harris. Judge, good to see you. It just seemed like hours ago that we were tangling it up on the five.
Yeah, probably 20 minutes ago.
Exactly. Now, I made a point that was extremely brilliant that I think you misinterpreted. I was commenting on the sad state of affairs that in the justice system, we have to think about what might happen if the decision doesn't go a certain way, meaning your city might be torched. And I said, I'm glad he's guilty on all three counts, but... What did I say?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I'll be happy to tell you.
Let me explain to you what you said.
Yes.
What you said was he was guilty.
Yes.
But I'm really happy that they found him guilty in any event because my city would burn.
Yes, and that's a statement on society.
Yes, it is a commentary on the world that we live in today.
It's sad.
And I think the saddest part of, and I thought your monologue was brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I think the saddest part of it all is that the crowd seemed satisfied. Mm-hmm. They got justice. It was guilty on not just one count, but three counts.
Yes.
A whole indictment, okay?
Right.
So they were happy, and it was a cheer, like Mike Tobin said, after a football game or something. Mm-hmm. All right? But that's not the way it's going to end. They're going to gin him up again. They're going to say, but what about this and this and this? Let us just live and enjoy this moment where justice worked, where we realize the criminal justice system is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to let it happen.
No. You look great in purple, though.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I love your sneakers.
I'm transfixed. The judge is a sharp dresser.
True.
Tyrus, all right.
Hello, Greg.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What have you been up to?
Oh, just watching the news. And
were you watching the news or were you watching Law & Order?
No, I was. And then I flipped over and I was like, who is that screaming? Is that Guff? That is Guff Phil. Oh, come on. You know what? First, I'd like to say thank you for being honest. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing to say something that's real.
Yeah.
We all got caught up in this narrative. And I'm ashamed to say I did myself. At one point, I'm watching this trial and I'm starting thinking, oh, what if they get reasonable doubt? What if they do? What are we going to do? I got caught up in it. This was an open and shut case. Mm-hmm. I didn't know one person. I don't think anyone in this building knew somebody who was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, there was film. There was nothing disputable. But still, it got lumped in to Emmett Till. It got lumped into all these things. And they started building a thing like, what if they get him off? What if? What if? To the point where we started taking something that was unequivocal. I mean, he even tried to plead to a lesser thing to get out of it because he knew he was done.
Yeah.
His reaction, you didn't need a mask to see, he knew it.
Yeah.
His lawyer prepared him
mm-hmm.
because they knew that this was an open and shut case. And it's sad affairs that the media needed us to think it was on the hinge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that we bought into it. I myself am smarter than that. This was an open and shut case. Mm-hmm. In America, the justice system works, and we need to celebrate this moment. And then we'll deal with the next situation as it comes. But for right now, the crying, the narratives, all have to rethink things.
Right.
Because it works.
Yeah.
And a jury of his peers of all walks of life, men, women, different colors, whatever, they all unanimously agreed.
Yeah.
Open and shut case.
That's the interesting thing, Chadwick. A friend of mine was talking about how this was such a polarizing case. And I'm going, yeah. And then I go, wait a minute. No, everybody was on the same.
Well,
and then I remembered that what he was talking about was, or what he was he was tricked by the media to think there was like people who want justice and people who hate black people. That's how the
was the narrative. Well, first of all, I'm with you that I'm like, I got to walk out of Fox tonight after this verdict. There better be armies of police cars lined up, you know, protecting us. I didn't think it was so open and shut. I'm sorry. I thought the defense laid out. I thought they did a good job for their work. I thought they laid out a pretty good case.
I thought when they said that the drugs didn't kill them.
Well,
when they said, because I was always thinking it was about fentanyl. And then when the expert said, like, no, it wasn't. That's what I thought was the linchpin, the thing that ended it. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, you had all the evidence, like with the camera, the body camera. Yeah. It was more on the shoulder than the neck. You had the oxidation in the blood. I thought they had a pretty compelling case. I'm not saying whether, you know, how they, but the all three charges is pretty intense, like second degree manslaughter. I mean, I'm not a judge, but that implies a sort of intent to kill, right?
Well, there was no intent on any of the charges. I mean, it was really depraved indifference. A felony assault, if you intend to assault someone and they die, then it's the murder degree. Too. And then there was depraved indifference and culpable mental states and all kinds of recklessness.
But people were always saying, you know, you just need, if they were to think he was innocent, one juror. But who would there be one person on that juror, some average person, who, if they thought he was innocent, would want to be responsible for what would happen afterwards, who'd want to be responsible for tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, who'd want to be responsible for the loss of life that would happen in the riots, who would want their family and their livelihood to be attacked. The New York Times already threatened to dox these jurors, basically. Mm-hmm.
But so, there's always one juror. There's a lot of them.
Haven't you seen 12 Angry Men?
Yeah.
I played the angriest man in a school play.
Wait a second.
So I might not be a judge, but it's basically the same. They changed it to 12 Angry Jurors.
Really?
So that chicks could have parts. Right.
You know what? Nothing is safe anymore when they take the 12 angry men and they insert women into it.
And as the juror number 3 in high school in 2006.
Oh, my God. You were in high school in 2006.
I did think it was open and shut. I think that there's reasonable force, and I don't think there's anything reasonable about continuing to kneel on a guy that's clearly struggling and already handcuffed and unresponsive. And it's not the role of the police to be judge, jury, and executioner. Mm-hmm. I am glad to see that everything worked out the way that it worked out today. Again, this is coming from juror number 3 in 2006.
Here's the deal. I know you have brought that up just to tell everybody how young you are, and that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, we've all added the numbers.
That is really disgusting. In 2007, I was...
2006.
2006, I was in my early 20s, just trying to make it.
Okay.
I'm not going there.
But to that point, we usually see jurors are very sympathetic to police officers. Mm-hmm. And usually there is one juror who says, I'm going to support the police officer. Mm-hmm. Even in this case, we had police officers testifying against him.
Right.
So this was an open and shut case because everyone knew what was wrong. So we need to embrace that and move on from it.
Yeah, and I also the moving on thing is like, imagine this happening again. I know the media is going to make the same mistakes because they never change.
Well,
they
it's not a mistake when you don't change.
Yeah,
it's ratings.
Right.
They need that. The gasoline, like we talked about, the gasoline was right here. And now they're like, well, just put a label on them and we'll wait because something will come soon enough.
It doesn't expire. Yeah.
Well, you already have Keith Ellison, Bernie Sanders, Rashida Tlaib all being like, justice was not served.
I know.
We have a long way to go. Bernie's like, we got to build a whole new nation because of this case.
Yeah, no, I saw
they're not dropping.
When I saw that, I'm going like, there's going to be, it's kind of like you don't want this to end because you've got the power, which is fine, but it's got to be real. And there's a weird side to this story that I just found out today. Do you know that he's also charged, Chauvin is charged with like, is it 8 or 11 counts of tax evasion?
Mm.
Whoa.
Yeah, nobody knows about that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
It's a really boring point.
Stuff,
I don't even know. But it's do you know that he didn't pay his taxes? That should upset you.
Now I really don't like you.
All right.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Yes, cancellation is in your imagination. Journalist Ezra Klein published an op-ed, that's short for opinion editorial, Judge, in the New York Times, claiming that cancel culture does not exist. Other things that don't exist? A future for newspapers. In the article, he states that people who participate in the online mob are merely joining in the daily conversation with no intention to get someone fired. Yes, and the protesters pelting you with eggs are doing so because they know breakfast is the most important meal of the day. He also says both conservatives and liberals participate in the online attacks. But as you and I both know, the ability to mass deplatform the people you disagree with remains a luxury of the left and a tool of the woke. Conservatives can only boycott, which is a personal decision. Liberals go to third parties to pressure action on your employer. Cancel culture isn't merely criticism. The goal is to bury you, to force you into complete silence. And if you doubt that, then you'll also believe the people who surround your car are merely asking for directions. All right, Tyrus. You have not been canceled yet.
No, I've stayed under the radar for some reason. And I'm maybe it's because I just, what's the word? It's a number. I give zero f-. I just don't care. You know what I'm saying? I just don't care.
Yeah.
Cancel me. I'll go fishing.
Yeah.
I got a. I have a teacher's degree. I'll go coach football somewhere under an assumed name. I don't know, like George Murdoch or something. I'll just, you know what I'm saying? It's just not something I worry about because I'm not. But at the same time, though, it is real. And I make jokes about it, but they do go after certain people.
Mm.
And when they do go after them and they get them canceled or they lose their job, there's never any repercussions. Like, you know, we just don't see it. And it's not really them. It's the CEOs of companies
who are. Yeah. Who,
because
cowards.
What they do is they if they do have an actor,
not
let's
Fox.
Say we're going to go after Kat and we want to get her off.
So I will film my meltdown and sell it.
And the CEO says,
content.
You know what? We can get rid of her, score points with them, and get somebody else in there. They're just not concerned with the individuals who get ruined because they all feel they're replaceable. Save the brand at all costs. The people who represent us are replaceable.
You know what, though? You gave me an idea for a solution. It's too late for me, but if you're young and you're coming up in the world, have a fake name, a pseudonym, so when you get canceled, you can go back to your real name.
Yeah, I'm on my third.
Yeah, he's gone through three names.
Yes. Is that true?
Yeah.
It's true?
His name is...
No, yeah, I was born Tyrus. Ty Us. Third generation Us.
Is your first name Judge?
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
You gotta cut that out, man. Get off the judge.
Chadwick, you've been canceled 13, 14 times already.
Yes, and you're fantastic.
Yeah. So how, what is your philosophy when you get canceled? You were fired from jobs because you were a conservative in a industry, like I was in magazines, that is profoundly liberal.
More so. My attitude now is I have an accelerationist attitude towards cancel culture. I think that we just need to speed it up.
Yes.
It's going to happen to everyone eventually. Then we'll form our own little breakaway society and economy, and we'll outnumber them eventually. It'll be great.
Well, the solution to cancel culture is being successful, like turning it into a profit center. So, and like when you watch people get canceled and they go and they start like a podcast, and all of a sudden they're getting subscribers and they don't need advertisers, and suddenly Glenn Greenwald is making $1 million a year from Substack. That's going to destroy cancel culture.
Exactly.
Judge, you don't care. You're so rich.
I am not.
You are filthy, filthy rich.
I am not. Stop saying that. I'm not. I work like a dog. You know I do.
You do work like a dog, despite being filthy rich.
Oh, I am not. Don't believe him. It's not true. Listen, here's the bottom line. I think they're coming for all of us. I really do. I think sooner or later, and then the group that is canceling is going to get smaller and smaller as the periphery they start canceling, and then there's nobody left.
Yes.
And this was super rich coming from Ezra Klein.
Yes.
Like, if you went to some scientist in a lab and said, make me the most milquetoast, safer than a bouncy couch or liberal.
Yes.
They'd produce him.
No,
you know, he'd walk out.
It drives,
like, no worry.
I had a discussion with somebody I'm not going to name who said, well, I don't know. Why are you so worried? And I'm looking, you've never done anything dangerous in your life.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, it's so easy. And by the way, New York Times, he's writing for the New York Times. What did they do to that editor that let Tom Cotton write an editorial? I think he got fired or he had to resign.
The article like kind of disproved itself. I mean, his main contention was the people who end up causing people to get fired, they don't really want anyone to be fired. It's like, well, then why am I always reading so many tweets that say, fire this person, and then tagging their employer?
Yeah.
And then he also said Fox News like needs to stop, like end Fox News. I'm like, okay, well, then what happens to my job? Like, you want to cancel me, and you don't even know me.
Yes, but when he does know you, then he'll legitimately have a beef.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I always say, and I've said this to you, Kat, that that whenever anybody comes for a friend or even not a friend, you have to share the risk.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to be out there and like go like, you know, unless the person does something really, really disgusting, like what Kill Me did in the green room this morning, which was just repulsive. Frankly, I don't know how he gets away with that stuff, you know?
I don't know, man. Let them come. Come get it.
If I got canceled, I would definitely go on a bender. But now I have the idea that I will film the bender and then I can sell
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix, you know, or whatever. If you want to see me completely go off the rails.
What a great show this is. Set your DVRs every night so you don't miss anything. Judge Jeanine, Chadwick Moore, Patrick Harris, our awesome studio audience. I'm Chuck Bowles and I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.